All righty. Thank you. Thank you to our tech team for getting us on the stream tonight. Otis, thank you. John, thank you for being also present. You're listening to the Technology Task Force Committee of the Pacifica National Board. And we are convening our meeting today. It is 8:50 p.m. Wednesday, August 25th, I believe it is. And so I'm going to call the roll for the benefit of the stream. Shyam Agmir.
Present.
Jim Bennett.
Present.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Russell Dale.
Here.
Okay, Kathy Davis, here. Stacy Davis, not present. Gregory Isaac, no. Fred Plunder, not present. Ali Lexa, not present. Henry Knorr.
Here.
Kimmery Orndorff.
Present.
Thank you. Summer Reese. David Salerno.
Present.
Max Schmid.
Here.
Aki Tanaka. And Marisa Westbury. Not present. Okay, so we do have a quorum. I want to thank all of you for being present today. I guess as a first order of business, I wanted to do, I guess we should be approving an agenda. But prior to that, unless there's any objection, I wanted to do excused absences. I have two excused people who requested excused absence. Fred Klunder and Ali Lexa. I suspect that there were more, but I couldn't get into the internet more recently. So, unless there's any objection, I'd like to provide excused absences to all those people who requested it. Okay, so, all right, so without objection, we'll excuse those absences that have been requested. So I had sent out an agenda to all of you, and I called it a floating or continuing agenda because we've been working on this agenda pretty much since the beginning of our committee when we first formed it. And I sent it out with the suggestion that we sort of pare down the agenda to focusing on those things we feel we can have an impact on. So I'm just going to read the agenda for the advantage of the people who are listening to this.
I'd like to add an agenda item.
Certainly.
And I'd like it to be the first item because I think it concerns the work of this committee. I'd like Bill Crozier to read his letter that he sent to the committee.
Well, yeah, that's fine, and we spoke about that, so that's already, that's already certainly part of it.
Excellent.
But my point at this point was to read the agenda as it was originally sent out, or as it was originally formed, for the benefit of the people listening to the stream. Okay, number one, sound exchange and podcasting of music. Number two, statistics of streaming and downloads of the stations, gather information, make available to station managers and program councils, and it suggests that this would be more than the use of arbitrons. Three, form a subcommittee to work on strategy, vision, best practices for websites, archives, streaming, and downloads. Social blogging, video, multimedia, social hubs, and what staffing and technology would be needed for such technologies. 4, posting of meetings and minutes and government issues to the website. 5, national best practices for collaborative and national broadcasts. 6, blog websites for marketing of stations, for instance, a fan page on Facebook. 7, how can PRA, Pacifica Radio Archives content be made more accessible, licensing, funding issues, performance versus research entities. And 8 was licensing to Clear Music for archive downloading and podcasting, getting individual permissions from record labels, etc. And so we can add to the to this agenda the response that was provided to us from one of our members. And also, I think last week we didn't go on the stream, but we had a really good presentation of the research study that was being done by Henry Knorr. I think it was Henry, right? You gave a presentation? And I think that it would be good at some point to make that a presentation also for our listeners. So, so actually, I guess also on the agenda, in addition to this response and a presentation of the statistical work that was done, would be the process of prioritizing or paring down the agenda to continue through the rest of the year. I'd like to put that specifically on the agenda. Does anyone else have something for the agenda?
I just wanted to, this is Jim, I just wanted to say that we just got an email from Summer asking to be excused tonight and also forwarding her notes from some previous meetings.
Okay. So we'll add Summer to the, unless there's an objection, to the excused list. And I believe the notes, the notes that she forwarded are the same ones I forwarded to you a little bit earlier, I would assume. Okay, thank you for that.
Kathy, is it Bill?
Yes, Bill.
I think that, well, we need to appoint a temporary secretary, and also I suggest that at the end, the last item, we have a action item review by the secretary, just kind of go over who's volunteered to do what, and having that in the minutes helps us all remember what we said we would do before the next meeting.
Uh-huh. Well, does anyone volunteer for those duties? Do you want to volunteer for that?
Be great if somebody else would. Since I've won four national committees. But.
Would anyone like to volunteer to be today's secretary? Don't all rush.
Okay, I'll do it. But maybe somebody else can do it next time if somebody's not available.
Okay, excellent. So you're going to do secretarial duties as well.
Okay.
Okay, that sounds good. Is there anyone else who would like to add to the agenda as we currently have it? Okay. So, are there any objections to passing the agenda?
I'd like to add Bill's letter as the first item.
As the first item. So, this is, yeah, well, that's fine. Bill's letter as the first item. Does anyone have any objection to that? No. And I would like to add to the second item, the general discussion on prioritizing our objectives.
Excuse me, Kathy, this is Summer Reese.
Oh, hi.
Hi. May I take a moment of personal privilege, even though I just got here?
Yeah, I thought you weren't going to be here.
Oh, I wasn't. Did you get the email? I just wanted to make sure you had gotten the email.
Yes, we did, Summer, and I announced that you had been... Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Well, I just wanted to make sure that you knew it was there, so if the notes were of any use to you, and I do apologize, but there's a lot going on. I have to be at this local meeting tonight, okay? So,
okay, thank you.
I just wanted to make sure you had the notes, since, you know, when you send something beyond the last minute, maybe nobody sees them. So, okay, fantastic, and I'll get the next ones before the next meeting to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you so much. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right, so did someone else just come on board? No? All right.
No, it was me, Kathy. I just got disconnected and connected back on. So.
Okay, cool. All right, so the agenda has a presentation of Bill's letter as first.
Where do you want to put Henry's?
Henry's letter.
Where do you want to put that on the agenda?
Oh, right. Henry's letter or his presentation?
The presentation, I guess. Whatever
yeah.
That was what you were suggesting.
Yeah, so why don't we make that third?
Okay.
Any objection to that? Okay. Anything else? No? All right, so is there any objection to the agenda amended as such as we've just discussed? No? Okay. So without objection, we'll move on with that agenda. And so let's hear the letter. How long is this letter?
How long?
Yeah.
Four paragraphs.
Okay, cool. So would you read it for us?
Okay. Thanks, Kathy, for sending out the draft agenda for tonight's meeting. Also, thanks for sending us Summer's Minutes. Thanks, Summer. Kathy, I think you were right about paring down or at least prioritizing the agenda. There are many, many tech issues we could potentially take up, and it makes sense for us to concentrate on what we can accomplish / be useful on rather than spread ourselves too thin and spend too much time just talking about tech things that we can't really help with. As a start, it might help for us to remember what the bylaws say about the technology committee's purpose. It, quote, shall advise the board as to emerging technologies, unquote. I think working on the comparison of features of our station's website, parenthesis, the spreadsheet that Henry is compiling, makes sense, especially if it helps us give each other ideas, and I'd like to hear from others on the committee regarding what specifically they'd like to help with. One thing we should be careful about is to avoid burdening staff with more work. There's plenty of things I can think of that would be nice to do, or e-technology, but they take staff time and or money, often both, even if volunteers can do part of the work. So if we can figure out we can help without creating more work for staff, that might assist in prioritizing. Also, just to let you and everyone know, at the Berkeley PNB meeting, I told Ursula and Otis that I'd be glad to help with documentation for the audio port upgrade. And the rest of the paragraph's about that. I can give an update on that later. So,
okay.
That's basically it.
Okay, cool. All right, so are there any comments on this first item? John, did you want to comment on this since you moved it up to the top? Hello?
Yeah, I just feel that some of the items on the agenda don't fit within our purview as set out by the bylaws. So
okay.
I think we have to go through every action, every item on the agenda that comes following this reading of the letter and find out if it falls in our purview as the technology committee to be discussing this or move forward.
Fine. Okay. So... That's what would be coming up next on the agenda.
And from Bill's letter, I would actually like to hear his update on audio port sometime close to the top, if possible.
So why don't close to the top of what?
Well, anywhere you want to put it, but I think that won't necessarily be a really long report, but it'll give us some insight onto what he's been working on for AudioPort. So.
Okay. So that's actually wasn't on the agenda, other than it's part of the letter. So we could do two things. We could make an adjustment and put it in after Henry's report, or we can do it now as a consequence of it being part of the letter.
Maybe we should ask Bill how long the report would be.
I can be brief because I really haven't done hardly anything on it yet.
Okay.
Since
we just talked about his letter, we might as well hear his brief report, and then we can move on to him.
Unless there's any objection, I think that's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I had talked to Ursula at the Berkeley P&B meeting last month, and just offered to help if I could with documentation for AudioPort, since it seemed like that was one of the things that some people were lacking, because I had some experience doing that, and I know it takes time to produce documentation. And so she said okay, and then we set up a conference call. That was just a couple of days ago with Doug George, who's been working on that some, and he's sort of, I think, getting so basically ending his involvement primarily in that. But and of course Otis is working on it, and just basically offered to help with whatever I can that they need help with. And so they sent me some a few documents to review. I haven't really gone over in great detail about some of the documents they want to do. Part of it has to do with a brief summary, I guess, like for new users who don't know anything about AudioPort at all, and a little bit about broadcast automation, probably linking to other websites that have more detailed information on that, since there's no point in duplicating that information. There's some new features on the upgrade to AudioPort that sounds like they'd like to get some help with documenting, some frequently asked questions that need updating. Some of the new features, for example, are download tracking, podcasts for RSS feeds, which makes it easier to automate the downloading of new episodes of a series. So documentation on how to what's available and how to do it. And there's some more information apparently they need for program producers too. And let's see, look at my notes here. I guess there's several other general categories too, but that's basically it. And so right now I'm just looking over the documentation that they've sent me, and then we'll be going from that. And it sounded like I asked if other people in the committee might be able to help. For example, once we get documentation ready to a point that we need to review it and sort of beta test it, and Ursula thought that might be helpful to get a few people who can who don't know anything about it necessarily, or who do either way, just to review it and think of what questions should you have that we're not covering.
Okay. Well, that sounds fascinating. I would wonder if Kimry, if you would be interested in helping with that, since you already are working on it. Not that you have the time necessarily, but you seem to have a skill set.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that one more time, Bill?
All of that?
Not all of it. Just the part where you want me to be engaged.
After, and I also need to talk to Otis more. I just had barely talked to him briefly at the Berkeley meeting, and to see what help might be needed. But after we get some of the documentation further along, then it would be helpful to have help from you or other people on the committee who are interested in reading it and commenting on it, and just saying what's not clear, what needs to be added, what do we need a better explanation for, things like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is like for the automation of AudioPort. So it seems since you're involved in a separate station, you might really have an understanding of what's needed in terms of that, and you'd be able to look at it. And see if it functions for, an autonomous station.
Okay. Yeah, I'd hope Jim or somebody at WMNF could also.
Yeah, Jim too, yeah. certainly. I know, certainly, you know, I would like to look at it as well. I use a lot of material from Oyoport.
Right.
So I would love to look at it once you get that done. Or at any point in the process, I think that would be great.
I believe Jake from WMNF actually wrote some instructions on how to use the automation features on AudioPort. So that's probably one of the things that you'll be looking over, Bill.
Right, Ursula and Doug mentioned that, and I guess they want to update that. I haven't read that yet, but because of the, you know, the updates to the software.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. Any other thoughts or comments on that aspect of the report? No? Okay. All right. So does this, the process of what we just discussed, does that fall into the terms of the purview of this committee? Since that's the defining question that you made in your letter.
Well, I would think so. It falls under new technologies, or say, what is the? I looked up the thing in the bylaws. Emerging technologies.
Okay.
So I would think it would fall into that.
Okay. So do you have the exact wording of the committee? The purpose of the committee.
Actually, I put it in that email. It was just, it's real brief. It just lists the standing committees. And the only thing it says about technology committee is it shall advise the board as to emerging technologies. That's all it says.
Okay. Does it say that it's limited to that?
Doesn't say that explicitly, I don't believe. But,
okay. All right. So,
but that would hopefully give us some guidance. And
well, perhaps it does. So let's go to the agenda, the 8 items of our agenda. And I'm thinking maybe let's pull out those things. Is there anything that any of you would want to pull out as something that you feel a commitment to work on, with the energy to work on, and the commitment that you would want to see us continue?
This is Bill. I think what Henry's doing is important.
Excuse me?
I think what Henry is doing is important.
That's the statistical research, right?
Well, just the assessment of the websites, and I haven't read what he just sent us a little while ago, but
assessment of the websites. Okay, right.
He can tell us better what he's doing than me.
Right. Well, yeah, that's actually one of the few things that has, because of the energy put into it, that has made some progress. So definitely, I would want to continue with that. So. That sounds great. Does anyone else have sort of a pet project out of these items that you would like to see us focus on?
It's not a pet project, but Otis and I volunteered to do number 5, which I know we haven't done yet, but we'll certainly work up something as soon as possible. National best practices for collaborative and national broadcasts. We were going to provide what had been written previously for this in years past at Pacifica to try to bring that up to date.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, well, that's something that I felt very close to as well. I'm glad to hear that the both of you have energy to continue with that project. Is there anything else?
Excuse me, I don't see that being in the purview of this committee. How does that, you got to look at the bylaws. Look at what the bylaws say.
Well, if you challenge that, then, you know, I'd be happy to, I'll just take that to the board and get an either an affirmation or not from it.
How about a bylaws amendment?
That is part within our purview. And I think it's a very useful, would be a very useful tool. And I see no reason why we shouldn't work on it. Unless you have a personal issue with it.
I think it's a staff issue, not a governance issue. It's you're getting involved in day-to-day workings of the station. That is a staff issue that does not fall under governance.
Well, they're working, understanding the websites doesn't fall into governance either. Nothing technical, technology doesn't fall under governance. It falls under technology. So to pull together the information with regard to technology, that's acceptable.
Emerging technologies, not day-to-day work, Kathy.
This is Jim here, and, you know, Otis and I just volunteered to do that because it came up on in previous meetings. I don't think that we were looking at it as a means of perhaps changing policies, but just providing information to the network at large on how to do broadcasts or what the practices that we used in the past were. However, John, you're right in the sense that you're the one that does them these days, so that would probably best come from you if people just need to know the information that you would require technically for them to be able to do a national broadcast. And
starting on time and ending on time.
Excuse me. Hold on. This is a meeting, John. Hold on. Okay, so just allow me to recognize if you want to respond. Okay. So, if you want to challenge, if you want to mount this challenge to this committee in terms of the work that it's doing, I'm more than happy to accept that you want to mount a challenge, and I'll take it to the board and we'll let the board decide. But I'm not going to allow you to just prevent the energy and the work that's being done by this committee. It's not involving your energy. I'm not asking you to do something you don't want to do. So if you want to mount this challenge, that's what we'll do. We'll take it to the PNB, let them decide. But not you're going to come here and decide it for us.
I'm not trying to decide. I'm reading what the bylaw says. And here's the thing, is that if you can't just have the PNB make a decision like that. It would actually, if that's what the
either way, John, it's not for you to instruct us now.
I understand, but I think it needs
it's
a bylaw
amendment. It's
not for you
to instruct us now, John. If that's why you're here, to just to come to, you know, prevent some of the work that's being done or is could possibly be done, I don't know what the motive is, but I don't need for you to come here and do that. So we'll just allow the PNB to decide one way or the other. You know, this has been a very congenial working group, and I see no reason for this other than something behind the scenes. It's just not appropriate. Not appropriate. It's not acceptable.
Kathy, this is Bill.
Yes, Bill.
Well, I guess this is the kind of thing that Jim and Otis, I believe he said, you know, can do on their own anyway. And so, I mean, John has a point. It's not necessarily anything the committee needs to get involved with, other than I think it would be very interesting for them to report back to us and let us know.
But I think John is right in the sense that, you know, whatever Otis and I do, we should actually give to him because he may have the same thing already, so...
No.
Not telling him how to do broadcast. It's just making sure that he has all the same information, and I'm sure he does, that we do. So
that is preventing the work, the potential work of this committee, that's preventing the potential contribution to this PMB and to this network because of, yet again, an isolated person wanting to just manage and control the group. That's not the way it's going to go. That's not appropriate. It's not appropriate. If we want to bring this to the board, let the board rule, fine, I can accept that. But not this business of one person coming in and preventing an entire group from functioning. It's not appropriate. We're here to do a job for this network. And I'm not going to play these kind of games. I'm really not.
Can I speak, Kathy?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're not supposed to impugn motives. That's one of the things that you're not supposed to do on governance meetings. So you're impugning a motive that I'm trying to destroy the work of the committee. I'm not. I'm trying to get you to focus the work of the committee on what you're actually supposed to be doing, which is looking at emerging technologies that are out there and then reporting them to the PMB.
Well, fine. We'll take it to the PNB and let them decide if this is something that we should be working on. That's all. I'm not going to let you come in here and stop it from happening.
This is Max.
Yes, Max.
If our purpose is so narrowly defined, I mean, what if, can we actually perform our duties if the only thing we're to do is to report on new technology? And, we're going to read the trade publications and come back with the latest CD player? I mean, what? That would seem to interfere with functions of the staff as well. I'm just saying.
Well, that's a very good point, Max. It's a very good point. Would anyone else like to focus on one of the agenda items? Hello?
I'm reading the list.
Thank you.
As far as statistics, when I know we have streaming statistics available at the AI, and I assume elsewhere as well.
I think that might have been part of Henry's report. I'm not sure, but I think Henry was able to get some information from those states where it was available. But he'll be able to speak to that when he gets on to do his report. Okay, so that narrows it down to
Yeah, Kathy, this is Bill.
Yes, Bill.
I guess another thing just to be thinking about, everybody, is what would you like, you know, what would each person in the committee personally like to do? Because it won't happen unless we have somebody to volunteer to work on something. So some of these things,
well,
maybe just one or two people could work on it, but like Henry's working on. And he asked for volunteers from each station, you know, to help compile that information on the websites.
Right. Well, I think that that's a fine idea, Bill, but if a person is interested in doing something and it doesn't fall within the narrow guidelines that are being proposed, then that becomes very restrictive to people's contribution and energy to the committee and to the PMB, which is why I feel that that has to be resolved, because obviously, you know, that was the focus that we were going with, who was interested in putting their energy in a particular part of this agenda.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm agreeing with you. Just, like, encourage. I'm trying to encourage people to volunteer for the things they're care about or they're interested in.
All right, so the one thing that I'm interested in pursuing.
Number five.
Is number eight. Mm-hmm.
KPFT, David.
I'm sorry, who is that?
Hello?
Yes, who is that?
That's David, KPFT. Number five,
yes.
Best practices for collaborative broadcasting.
Uh-huh.
National. We're talking about things to volunteer that, what are the best practices? What are the parameters we have to work within that?
Well, in the original discussion, what the discussion was primarily about was in understanding the technology at each station in terms of understanding how many ISDN lines are needed, in terms of understanding the mix minus that was required for picking up sound and rebroadcasting sound. And so I was personally viewing it from a technological standpoint, from the perspective that if there were an understanding of how the technology worked, then no matter where you are in the network, we would be able to connect into that process. So that the broadcasting can happen from anywhere in the world or in the country. So it's just a question of understanding principally how that happens.
Right, okay.
That was my understanding of what it was about. Other people might want to contribute some other thought about what that might be in terms of, the fundamentals of putting together a broadcast. So, for instance, a number of times the network has put together national broadcasts on International Working Women's Day. And on that day, there were five, the broadcasts shifted every hour to a different station. And so out of New York would be coming live for an hour, and then we would shift to D.C., and it would come out of D.C. for an hour, so that each station would need to know how to do the broadcast and the pickup without getting the signals crossed, without getting feedback. So it was just a question of pulling together the larger wisdom of the network that's already available, but that not everybody knows.
Well, this is Jim. I just want to actually coattail on it a little bit by saying that I really do understand where John is coming from on this, and that's because right now he is in charge of national programming, technically, along with Michael Yoshida, really. And if work is to be done, it's most appropriately to come from them so that they can make sure that the stations understand what they need in order for the broadcast to be successful. In terms of, Otis and myself, we can give you the history of what it was like when we were both more involved than we currently are, and that's very interesting, but really and truly, John and Michael are the ones that are currently carrying the load, and so that kind of information really needs to most appropriately come from them. So that part is definitely, I think that's part of what John wanted to make sure that we understood.
Thank you. I appreciate that. How I'd like to respond to that is, at the outset of this meeting, I did ask John, I did ask you what it was you were concerned about, and you didn't say anything really other than to report the narrow interpretation of this committee's purview. But if you have something specifically that you're objecting to, then I would appreciate if you would just focus on that. If that's what you're, if that's what you're advocating to me right now, Jim Bennett, that it's not about the purview of this committee, but it's about what? A perceived challenge to a person's position? That's not the intention. Is that what you're saying?
It's that most of the people on the committee don't deal with these issues. They're not broadcasters, so they don't understand. So for them to be able to evaluate or make suggestions, I think it's going to be a little difficult for them.
Plus,
Ursula and I sent around this information several times, and it was basically ignored.
No, actually, I had asked you to send it to the committee, and you said you would. I haven't seen that.
I'm still looking for where it is and putting it into a form.
Okay, so I mean, it's not that it's ignored. It was requested, and you did agree to send it.
Yeah, well, I do have other things that I need to do for my job. You know, I work over 60 hours a week.
Yeah.
And then we stream the meeting as volunteers.
I understand that, which is exactly why I was hoping to rely on Otis and on Jim, who have significant experience as well and could have helped pull this together. It wasn't a question of my trying to burden you with it. You agreed to give us information, and that's all. And the other folks agreed to assemble the information that they had access to so that we could all have information. That's all it is.
And what I would offer, Dave...
And so, Jim, my disappointment, Jim, is that I understand your wanting to support the position of the staff person on this committee. I have no problem with that. But to constrict the original goals of this committee on this basis, to me, it just isn't necessary. And we're asking for information. You know, to say that the committee, oh, they're not staff, they're not capable of understanding it, so that's, therefore we shouldn't provide it. I mean, I don't understand this argument.
I didn't say that. They just haven't worked with the equipment, so they don't know what goes on during a broadcast. I've done, I don't know how many broadcasts in the last, 7 years now. And to explain it to somebody who's never worked a mixer, who doesn't know how to use microphones, and doesn't understand the broadcast chain or how to do a mix minus, is going to be really kind of challenging.
I understand what you're saying, John, but there are also staff on this call, and the committee is a function of the PNB, which, you know, and the PNB is the organizing factor of a radio station. We're a radio network. We're not here to sell cars. We're a radio network.
Again, this looks like you're getting involved in day-to-day operations, and I think
it's information. It's information that we're looking for.
And what are you going to do with this information?
Make it available to people who want to know.
Well, we've already made it available several times, as I've said in the past.
No, all right. I'm not going to continue with this back and forth. Because clearly, what's going on is real clear. It's real clear to me. I'm sure it's clear to a lot of people. Okay? So there's no need to continue with the back and forth. Thank you. I think I was about to articulate the part of the agenda that I personally am committed to working on. And that's the part on doing more research on the podcasting, the downloading, the licensing of music the permissions of music, getting the release for music. And at the last meeting, we suggested that we would assemble a number of companies that provide copyright-free music, and then we would present that, presumably through the PMB, as a possibility for the legal team to look at to see if there might be any problems with using that kind of copyright-free music from the Internet. So we talked about assembling a list of those companies, as well as creating a form that could be used across the network for getting permission to use music on the air. And this is not to circumvent giving, certainly giving credit to where the music is coming from, but it does provide a lot more freedom in how the music is used, how often the music can be used, and the like. So that's the thing that I'm want to bring to the top of our agenda as part of our process. So that leaves us with those few items. The statistical item, the best practices, the Henry Knorr project, and the licensing project. So is there anything else that anybody would like to bring to the fore out of this list of agenda items? Okay, well, hearing none, I'll assume that those are the four items that we're going to be focusing on.
Hey, Kathy, could you read those again to make sure I got them all for the minutes?
Okay.
Or just summarize from the draft agenda, or whatever it was. It was Henry's work, the licensing.
Henry's work on the licensing. Well, no, Henry's work was on the analyzing the websites.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And then there was the technical best practices.
What Jim was talking about.
Yeah.
He's working over those. Okay.
And then the other one is the licensing or the permissions.
Okay.
I don't know if there was another.
Okay, that's three then, I believe, right?
I think the other one, the only one that I can think of is the one that you're working on for AudioPort.
Okay. And right now it doesn't necessarily need to be involved in the committee, but it might later. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you did say something about sharing the information with members, and Kimmery agreed to look at
sure.
it.
Right.
So it should be on the agenda.
Okay. Good point.
Kathy, in terms of number eight, which you were talking about, I think that something that would really move us forward would be if someone would invite one of the people at WFMU, which has done so much work in this regard. There's no use in us trying to start from scratch on this. They've done so much work in terms of securing licensing and original content, and we might as well have them on because they could really help us not only think about what we should do, but give us their plan on how they do it, because that might make it easier for us to decide what to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You might want to invite them to maybe be on our next call or something.
Well, I will certainly contact them.
Mm-hmm.
And find out if they're available for the next meeting. Maybe I'll see if there's anyone else I could contact, but is there any objection to adding that to our agenda for the next meeting, if it's possible? No? Okay, that's good. It's a good suggestion. Okay. The other thing on this list that I remember being quite important, I think it was to Summer, was to focus on posting the meetings and minutes on governance issues. I don't know if that's still an issue. But I do remember at some point that we were, one of the technical people said that they would give us a tutorial on how to use our current site. So I'm hoping that that's still possible. So I'd like to keep that on the agenda, the posting of meetings and minutes and governance issues to the websites.
Kathy?
So I think, yes.
This is Bill. Now, is that to explain to other people on other committees, to all the committees, or just for our committee?
No, no, no. I think that, what that was about is sort of demystifying the process so that all the committees could post, as well as understanding how to get their minutes up there so that people who want to follow up. Now, I believe that the website can accommodate it. I just don't think that everybody knows how to access the stuff.
Okay.
So I think that that's something that's important that we could provide, if we could provide some understanding, so that what we had spoke of is that somebody from each station could bring that information to the local LSBs and sort of disseminate it in such a way so that there would be access for everyone to the site to post information about the various committees, both locally and nationally. I believe that was the objective.
Okay.
And to create sort of an institutional memory that seems so sadly lacking throughout our systems.
Is that something that you mean in that same regard?
Yes, yes. I mean,
I think that
was the point of it, was to, you know, have a record that's permanent.
Yeah, I think that that's important because a lot goes by, and by the time the next meeting or even the next board comes around, nobody knows what was passed and what was said. So I think it's important. So I would like to keep that on our continuing agenda.
Do you want an action item for somebody to volunteer to compile this information or make a presentation or something?
It may be an action item if Summer is still available to work on that. And if one of the, someone from the technological crew is still able to provide a tutorial, then we can go forward. But I just, you know, I'll engage in discovering those things, and we'll know by the next meeting if we can go forward with that. But for the moment, I think it's important enough to keep on the list.
Well, just a suggestion, maybe just ask Otis to give a little explanation of the features of KPFTX and how to use them.
Well, yeah, I know. I just didn't want to that had already been promised to us, but because of the busy nature of the technical crew, I don't know if it's still possible.
I just wanted
to hold out and find out if it's possible before we either eliminate it or not.
This is Max?
Yes, Max.
Wasn't this more web-related and, you know, text-related? I'm not sure if this proposal was about the audio so much as putting minutes and so forth.
This was not about audio at all. It was about minutes. It was about posting information of what's going on at the local station board and national board, so that anybody could see what has happened and understand what the history of things might be, or to even know if a motion was passed or not. So it's a record of the governance, an internet record of the governance, which would be easy to assemble if enough people knew how to access the site. or the people who needed to know were able to access the site. So that's the point of it. But it's not about audio, it's about governance.
Kathy, would you like me to give like about a 30-second explanation to see if this is what we're talking about? What I think we're...
You mean on this particular piece?
You're right.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, because on KPFTX, in addition to archiving the audio from all the meetings like this one, there's a calendar. And if you go to the calendar, meetings calendar, if you click on the date and then on a particular meeting, if the chair or secretary or somebody has posted the agenda, it will be there also. And they can also post the minutes for each meeting. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what we're talking about. So
yeah,
we need to make sure everybody knows about this.
Is that the repository of such information, or is it the Pacifica website that was being discussed? I thought there was a separate function here.
Well, I think this is the reason why it's important to just get an understanding. My understanding is that what was a separate website is becoming a unified website, and ultimately it will be one place. But the system itself will function the same, whether it's as KPFTX, or if it's Pacifica, the system will be the same. So if every board chair or every committee chair understands how to go in and put up their minutes, even if the website name changes, the function should be the same. So that's basically my understanding, and it just seems that if we make it accessible to people, it's just a matter of information, then we could have a more coherent record, and I think that's something that would benefit the network. So,
okay, is there any action item here I need to record?
Excuse me.
Is there any action item here I need to record for the minutes?
The action item would be the items and those people who have put their name forward to participate in them.
Okay, so you have about the specific thing I'm talking about for the clarifying or explaining or whatever the.
I'll speak to Summer to see if she's still interested in shepherding that, because that was something she brought, I believe, to the agenda.
Okay.
And I'll check with Otis to see if he has the time to do a tutorial. And if that's possible, we'll keep it on the agenda moving forward. So that's the action item for me to check with those two people.
All right. Thank you.
Good. All right. And next, is there anything else on the continuing agenda? All right, hearing none. We'll close that item and move to the next item, which is a bit of a repeat, but for the purpose of our listeners and for those who might not have heard the first time around. Henry, could you give a report on your project? Henry? Did we lose you?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Do you hear me? You're fading in and out on me. Okay. Let's see. A couple of things. One is that I just, Jim or somebody raised the idea of consulting with WFMU about how they got their waivers. So I just, a few minutes ago, sent some email about that, a copy of an exchange I had with the general manager there a year ago and a copy of the form they used to get the waivers.
Okay.
That might be good background for the future. As far as this document that I've been working on, I'm sorry it's turned into the Henry Knorr project, but I am hoping other people will have time to read it at some point. I've been working a lot on it, and I know that other people are maybe probably have less time, but at some point we definitely need to be more of a, if it's going to be of any value, at least it's got to be more of a group product. Also, before I get into kind of summarizing it, I also want to say that I did, in the version I sent out earlier today, it does include a section on this issue of the archives and Sound Exchange and so on. And I don't mean to, because I addressed that, but I don't mean to, you know, preempt other people who might be interested in pursuing that. Other people, I'm sure, have other ideas, and if it makes sense to take it out of this report I'm working on and deal with it separately, you know, that's completely fine with me. I'm not trying to stake any claim to that issue, but it sort of seemed to fit in with what else I was doing. So I just wanted to, oh, and one more disclaimer, when people read this thing, I'm sensitive to the point that someone made earlier that, it's easy to think of tech things to do that, to pile on the staff, to, you know, to that take time and resources that we don't have. So I don't want to be doing that. I guess my point of view about all this, I'll just say, is that my goal out of this is to reorient things a little bit in the governance and the management to suggest that we need to have more staff and resources for our online work. Even if that means, you know, taking them away from some of our more traditional priorities. But other people might not agree with that, but that's how I feel. I'm certainly not trying to say that the staff should just do everything they're doing now and take on all these other things that my document implies they should be doing. So.